Here is another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. Neukölln has become an attractive area for creatives in Berlin. In recent years, galleries, bookstores and designer shops have popped up south of the Landwehrkanal. One of the neighborhood's newest additions, the Wostel.
Instead of coming with the luggage, they come with a laptop. So we all see ourselves as work travelers. We like to travel. We don't have a steady job, let's say. Sometimes we work in France or in Germany or in Berlin. That's, for us, a Wostel.
Wostel, a word combination of work and hostel, is the idea of Schuente Nufena and Maria Kobi. Unlike a hostel, you can't sleep over, but you can rent a desk on a daily, weekly or monthly basis. The Wostel offers everything you might expect to find in an office.
Yeah, it's not a new idea. What we wanted, though, was to have a place where that was on the streets, because it's important for us to have like this connection with the street. Neukölln, Maria and I, we've lived here for 10 years. Regarding the decoration, we wanted to have it like a vintage style, our style. I mean, this place looks like our homes.
Three rooms are available. One that was built for seminars with a long conference table. A communal room for people who like to work in the company of others. And a private office, painted in red, with dark wooden furniture and a Persian rug. The red room has already become a favorite of freelance writers, says Schuente. In the first months, the 29-year-old has rented desks to writers, graphic designers, a professor from Chicago, and a working mom from the neighborhood who couldn't make it to her office. So far, the response has been positive.
They see that they can work. They're more concentrated than working at home.
For NPR Berlin and nprberlin.de, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.